Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Elohim. Thank you, Father God, that you sent Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and you were the seed that fell into the ground and died for us so that you are able to bear much fruit and we are able to bear much fruit. Thank you, Lord, that we can look into the Word this morning as a mirror, beholding your glory, your splendor, because you are glorified King of all, and you've called us and you've got us born again of the Spirit. And so by the Spirit, we can be changed from one degree of glory into the next. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 9, verse 23 to 26. And when Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him, and after the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand and said, she got up. News of this spread through all that region.
Hallelujah. You know, as the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding the glory of the Lord, this is what we were looking at this morning. The glory of the Lord as in a mirror. And then, why is a mirror? Because that is the same splendor we have now. In the very same words of Jesus, what he said to disciples. So we are disciplined, dedicated followers of Jesus as the disciples were, born again of the Spirit. And so now we are co-heirs together with Christ, because he was the seed that fell into the ground to bear much fruit. And that's to bring us, call mankind back to himself again, back to the predestined glory, that which I had in him. He's now called us back. And so we've been called, we've been born again of the Spirit, and we can now look at this word and we can be changed. And the wonderful understanding is here is Colossians 2, 9 and 10. The Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ, and we have come to fullness of life now in him. So yeah, when we look at this, we can see it's the Father's sending. Amen. The Father sent Jesus. And so you see, you're the Father's heart here to heal, set free, to bless. And then also looking here at this splendor, this glory, this godly opinion, because the favor of God is upon Jesus, we can see the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit's leading. Remember, Jesus came, he was obedient. The Spirit filled him, and he could walk in tune. So here we see the Holy Spirit's power backing Jesus up. The Father's obedient to the Father. My Father is with me. And then the power of the Holy Spirit. But also, most of all, that we need to realize, this is Jesus that laid aside his glory to come paint the right picture. Where Adam missed it, Jesus fulfilled it. So he painted the right picture for who? For the new creation, for us, the children of God that's been called, that has been born again of the Spirit. So we can look at this and see and learn the wonderful lessons. What is the lesson here? Is Jesus operates in the leadings of the Father, in the leadings of the Spirit, according to the Father. According to the Father's plan. So he's told, get these people out of here. And you see this on a number of occasions when mighty things happen. He would separate he would separate Peter, John, and James, his three best disciples, to be there. And so they had more experience of the love of God, yet he loves everyone. But it shows that we need to be disciples, guys, because that is what we've been called to be, to come out of this world and to follow Jesus, so that where he is, we can be also. And when we do that, that is what the Father honors. My Father honors those that serve me like that, Jesus says in John 16. So the lesson is obedience, guys. We've been called out to follow the Lord, and that's what it's all about. And as we follow him, we experience the splendor of God, we experience His goodness, and then we encourage other people in the same way. So as we are enlightened, we enlighten others. As we are discipled, we can disciple others. So be blessed to know God loves you. The price has been paid. Your sins have been taken away. There's a new and the better covenant whereby you draw close to God through the Spirit. And now in obedience, you arise and shine this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.